Doug Howlett is joining us, recorded all about cyber smarties. Of course, you know of Doug's footballing career, so it's neat that he's working on a co-popper that's helping our kids to be safer when using the net. Doug grew up in Tāmaki Makaurau as well, and you know that he had a stellar sporting career, and also he has connections to the Tongan village of Holonga. Doug, thanks for joining us. Dale, husband, this end, Doug, and pleasure to have a kōrero with you. E ho, tēnā koe.
Yeah, mōrena, Dale, and thanks for having me on board.
Thanks for joining us, Doug. Hey, kia ora, Doug. Cyber smarties, just aiming to keep our tamariki safe. What's your role? How did you get involved here, Doug?
Yeah, look, I think primarily I'm a father myself. I have five small children, and I guess this is a growing problem. You know, what they're facing on the internet, what they're being approached with, how they're dealing with different issues as they pop up in this new and changing environment. And I guess the thrust for me is trying to protect not only my own children, but all children across New Zealand as they start to step into this world of online communication, which is ever-changing. And most of us will know it as social media.
Tēnā koe, Doug. Sadly, I've heard reports that most kids by the age of 12 have been exposed accidentally to online porn.
Yeah, and that's correct. And we know that, you know, once you have a device, you know, you can access just about anything. Anything that you can think of, you can access. So that's an ongoing problem for our tamariki. And I guess you know, what we offer at Cyber Smarties is that we offer, you know, some training before children get into that space. So our target market, or who we like to work with, are our young children between the ages of 5 and 12 who are just coming into social devices. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to provide the training wheels, in effect, you know, training wheels to a bike, so that when they move into these other big platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all those types of things, they would have had a bit of time with us in learning how to use social media, communicating online in a really safe environment. So when I say safe environment, we monitor a lot of the conversations that are going on. So we ensure that there's no bullying, harmful behavior going on. We guarantee that the children who are using the platform are actually children, and we do that through the schools. So we work really closely with the schools where each child is verified as a child through the school. A big problem on these platforms is that there are adults and others masquerading as children, you know, looking at predatory behavior, grooming young children, all these types of things. And we can eliminate that by providing this environment, which is ring-fenced and locked down to our children at that school.
How's it been going? And you're working with our Māori and Polynesian kids too, Doug?
Yes, we are. We're working across the board. And we've just started in term two here in New Zealand. And it's quite clear that this is a growing problem across all schools from all backgrounds. And what we're trying to do here is work with schools to give them a solution. Because at the moment, a lot of these conversations are happening offline, at home, and they're being brought into school. And what we do is we operate between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. at night for our young children. And we're watching across all of that time frame to ensure that these children are safe and interacting in a positive manner. And that's important, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to change the behavior that children display when talking to each other. And we know that if children are talking positively to each other, that generally it stays that way. And if we can moderate and keep it positive. But what we do know is that if it's not moderated and the conversation turns for the worst, or there's bullying or other elements, that sort of becomes normalized, because there's no change. There's no stop. So what we do is we create a boundary, we stop, and then the children just come in and they start to operate as they would normally, keeping in mind these are children coming to communicating online for the very first time. And if they're not corrected early, then, you know, whatever happens becomes normal. So what we're trying to do is just guide them into positive behaviour, and that becomes normalised, and that's what they carry on with throughout their career.
Tēnā koe, Doug. So you're working with schools, and also your team are monitoring sites and behaviours with our tamariki. Do parents come one-on-one and ask for support from Cyber Smarties, or is it worked through through the schools and back to the parents? What's the situation there, Doug?
Correct. Yeah, so we worked primarily with the schools and helped them provide this solution. So, again, we're teaching the very, very youngest of young to understand, you know, how good, you know, communication can be used correctly. So what we ask of schools is that, you know, as they watch children in the playground, you know, at lunchtime, they're ensuring that they're safe, they're ensuring that no bullying's happened. We do exactly the same in an online environment. So we provide a digital playground where children can play, experiment, while we're sort of monitoring and keeping them safe. So that's our role. And we do that working with the schools, with the support of, you know, parent groups, with, you know, charitable funding, with foundation funding. We're a global partner of UNICEF, and we deploy the software, you know, wherever they operate in the world. So that's a primary source of revenue for us to ensure that, you know, our children are safe across the board. Another key point to remember here is that everything that we do, all the monitoring, all the data that we collect sits with the schools, and all the data we collect is anonymous. So we don't know, you know, who exactly one child is, only the schools do. We provide that information to them, which allows them to make informed decisions in how to manage the school.
Tēnā koe, Doug. It's important. And so often we see the convenient babysitters, aren't they, digital devices. And yeah. Often if they're, you know, just allowed to go willy-nilly, they could stumble across very unsavoury cope up. Indeed, yeah. One example could be Shane Jones on TikTok, but we won't go there just now, Doug. Congratulations on your mahi with Cyber Smarties, brother, and all the very best. You're keeping an eye on the rugby coming up over the next month or so?
Yeah, I certainly am, Dale. I appreciate that. And yeah, I think it'll be a few early mornings and late nights watching across the water. But really, really positive for the team. I know they've had a little hiccup in this last match, but I know being in that situation, I wouldn't look too much into that. I know that they'll be gearing up for the tournament, which is imminent now.
It's been good meeting you, and our listeners have loved reconnecting with you, Doug. We all smiled when you were in the, you know, in the midst of your wonderful career. But with five kids, I know that things are keeping you busy too, and big ups to you and your team. We're looking to keep our tamariki safe. Thanks for sharing some time with us, Doug.
Yeah, appreciate your time, Dale. Good to talk.
Tēnā koe, man. Thanks. Doug Howlett with us on the program 749.